Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Chef Peter Woolsey of La Peg here at Columbus Boulevard and Race Street. And La Peg has turned into Pegsicle this week, where you basically carved an ice sculpture yourself. So you've got this chainsaw right here. Let's hear it.
We carved the bar, and we've also done five other cool ice carvings besides the bar. I wish there was a motor on this thing, but it turns out that chainsaws that are electric work a lot better on ice sculptures. So...
Woo!
So, yeah, I don't know how that translates to radio, but...
They can picture you with the giant chainsaw carving the ice sculpture. How did you get into that?
Back in college at Johnson & Wales University, where I did my culinary degree, it was actually a piece of the garde-manger class that they taught us some ice carving. And then I had a job in the late 90s in Sun Valley, Idaho, and they had an ice carving competition. And I went for it and had a great time. Won a snowboard, dislocated my shoulder because of the snowboard.
Not because of the chainsaw.
Not because of the chainsaw.
Give it another rev.
Yeah, hold on.
I love that thing.
It's fun. It really is fun. And very, very pleasing to plunge it into ice. It's really like cutting butter with a hot knife. You can do things with ice that a chainsaw would never, ever do on wood. You have to be very careful with how you cut wood, but with the ice, it's so much more forgiving than wood. And so you can really do a lot of cool, fun things with a chainsaw.
So food and drink-wise, an ice sculpture is good because you can use it for...
Well, the actual bar is carved out of ice. So we're serving hot chocolates, boozy ones, and we're serving hot wine, which is also boozy. And we're going to also have an ice luge to do the shots that run through the ice luge. You know, winter's brief in Philadelphia, and, you know, we want to have some fun while it's here.
So when you do a shot from an ice luge, I've always wondered, is everybody putting their mouth on the same spot?
We don't do that. No, we have a glass at the bottom, and we pour it through the top, and then you can shoot it out of the glass.
Got it. And the point of that is to what, to make it cold?
Yes, exactly.
Do you feel different?
I mean, a lot of it is just because it's fun. I mean, it's just fun. Yeah. So, like, you know, anything that... I mean, it's not like drinking is boring, but, like, you know, why not add a little more fun to it?
Okay, and you've got the ice artists.
Yeah, we've had five local artists come and work. Some of them who have done a lot of ice sculpting, some who have never done it before, who borrowed some of my chisels and all the other stuff that I have to carve this bar. And it's really cool. I mean, it's, you know, it's this kind of just ice bar outside with cool sculptures. I mean, it's a great place to be.
So I understand that Pegsicle, the ice bar, is going until Sunday. But
weather depending, as long as the ice doesn't melt, we're going to stay open as long as the ice maintains it.
So as long as you exist, as long as you have the ice bar, then people can come and check it out.
Absolutely.
All right, so describe what it looks like. How big is it?
I mean, it's a large bar. I mean, a good 12, 16 people can stand up against that bar. And the letters that say Pegsicle across it are about 2 feet tall and each about a foot thick. I'd say the bar is about 16 feet long.
Where do you get the ice from, and how did they bring it in on a truck?
There's a company called the Ice Butler out in Malvern, and yeah, they come with a massive truck. Each of these blocks of ice probably weighs about 100 pounds, and they're about 10 inches by 20 inches by 40 inches, I believe.
Would you call yourself an artist?
I don't know. I wouldn't call it art. Maybe a craft. I'm not upset when it melts. You know, if you know what I'm saying. But
well, tell me about your technique, your strategy. How do you carve an ice bar?
Well, my strategy in life has always been to try and do as little as possible. But actually, I kind of make a lot of it up as I go along. Luckily, I am the son of two artists and grew up going to art classes. And while I never became an artist myself, it's always remained kind of a skill. And so it's fun to pull it out every once in a while and get going, especially because I almost never do anything anything in three dimensions. Yeah. You know?
How many years have you done an ice sculpture?
Well, like I said, there was college. That's once. Then I did it in Sun Valley that 1 year. That's twice. And then I did it last year for Pexico. That's three times. So we're looking at round four.
You're like practically a professional ice sculptor now. You bought your own chainsaw this year.
Yeah. Well, any excuse to get another tool.
What's your favorite part about the Pexicle?
I think it's actually one of my favorite parts about La Peg as well, is just the ability of this place to just have fun. La Peg is a restaurant that's in the Fringe Arts building. There's always stuff going on here. This summer, we've got that great beer garden outside. And so, you know, we've got cabarets that play on Friday nights. And this is just another element of that piece of fun. And, you know, coming from the culinary world where things can be so serious all the time, and certainly that was my culinary background, it's refreshing and nice to be part of a place that, you know, has so much whimsy, you know?
So describe the outdoor Pexicle ice bar.
Well, outside there's two tiers. The bar is on the main tier of the restaurant, with it's the main entrance. And we've got a bunch of picnic tables out there and some fire pits, and we keep the fire pits lit. And then there are tables that are positioned around the garden that have the sculptures that have been done by the other artists. One last thing to describe, it might have one of the best views in the city because we're practically under the Ben Franklin Bridge. So sitting there across from the Race Street Pier and peering up at that bridge and having a hot chocolate with some booze in it is a pretty fantastic thing.
And you're sitting at that ice bar.
Yeah, I mean, it surprised me how well it took last year, how many people were willing to freeze their butts off to be outside. But look, there were some women who came last year in skirts with, and I was just impressed that they could stand out there for the time they were out there without any pants on. It just was ridiculous to me. But
what gave you the idea to do Pexicle?
I think we were just riffing between me and the general manager, Brad Histan, and just kind of talking about like all the things that we might want to do over the winter. And Brad like pulled it up. He's like, Pete, didn't you carve some ice once upon a time? And I was like, yeah. He's like, you think you'd want to do that again? I was like, sure, why not? Those projects never really ever scared me per se.
So they've got a bar and an ice luge.
Yeah.
You don't see that often in Philadelphia.
No, you don't. So I think we might be the only ones doing this.
It's something you think of in, like, Siberia or, like, a vodka bar.
Yeah, there's a whole bar, and I forget. I think it might be in Norway where, like, the entire bar is made out of ice, and even the glasses they give you with the drinks in it are made out of ice. That sounds crazy to me. We haven't gone that far. Ice isn't cheap.
How much does it cost to get a block like that? A bar-sized block.
Almost $2,000 for all the ice that we're buying. That's a lot of frozen water.
That is. You make it back when you open the bar?
Yeah. People love it. And it's always nice to, you know, even if we don't, you know, even if we break even, sometimes it's just great to have a crowd out and, you know, enjoying the place.
All right. Pexicle runs through Sunday at the minimum, and if the weather is good, it will continue.
Yes.
Peter Woolsey is the chef here, owner
of
La Peg and also Bistro La Minette. Thank you so much. And don't lose a finger or anything.
No, I like my fingers.
All right, let's hear that chainsaw one more time. Thanks, Peter.
You're welcome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.